Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the Star Line by an engineer turned cartoonist, writer, producer, and now podcaster. You've read his comic strip piled higher and deeper, and your kids might have seen Eleanor Wonders Why on PBS Kids. His latest project is the podcast Science Stuff. We welcome Jorge Chum.
Hi, thanks for inviting me. Great to be here.
Jorge, let's go beyond the mic. Growing up, what question puzzled you and encouraged your love of science?
Oh my goodness. Well, I think I was very preoccupied with how can I watch more TV? How can I watch more video games? But also I was just fascinated with science and with technology, and especially robots. I was a big fan of robots, and that's why I got into robotics.
How has tackling these nagging science questions people have helped you soothe that scientific itch?
Oh my goodness, it's my favorite part of the job. You know, every week I get to dive into a fascinating question that we all want to know the answer to, and just have fun doing it. You know, questions like, do our pets lie to us? Or do you really have to wait 30 minutes after eating before you can go swimming? Or, you know, relevant questions for today, like what is a quantum computer, or how is AI going to change our lives? It's sort of a weekly head spin for me to take a deep dive into.
I was always the rebel that said 30 minutes.
Yeah, it all depends if you're honest with your parents.
The podcast is Science Stuff, and Jorge Chum joins us beyond the mic for the Rocking Eight. Okay. All this is, Jorge, it's 8 random questions. Answer with the first thing that comes to mind. There is no pressure.
Okay. Bring it on.
Did you ever create a robot? And if you did, what did you name it?
Oh, my goodness. I did create a robot for my PhD. Me and a team of researchers there over there at Stanford, we made robots that were inspired by cockroaches. So it turns out if you look at all of nature, some of the best sprinters, the best runners, most robust, most hardy runners are not the cheetah, not the lion, it's the cockroach. And so we learned from cockroaches from a biologist, and we tried to put that into a robot, and we made a robot called Sprolita.
What's the favorite of all the Matrix films?
Well, the first one, of course. I mean, that movie changed my life in a way.
So you didn't take the red pill?
No, not yet.
Best thing about your son?
Oh my goodness. Only one thing. He's just a really smart and interesting kid. Yeah. It's just interesting in a lot of things. I think my favorite part probably is that he is just like his mother.
How long did it take you to write your thesis without procrastination?
Oh, Sean, don't you know that's a rude question to ask of any graduate student? Oh my goodness. Why don't you ask me for my age and my weight while you're at it? No, I would say it took me long enough. That's my basic answer. Yes.
That is the perfect answer. Which is more fun, speaking to a group of scientists or a group of children?
Oh, boy. I think my favorite is to talk to a group of children about science. That would probably be my top choice there. But of course, I have to talk to scientists to learn things, so I can talk to the children about it. But kids are amazing. I write children's books as well, one called Oliver's Great Big Universe. And it's just amazing to interact with humans that are still so curious and open about the world, where you can talk to them about volcanoes and how they're sort of like how the Earth barfs, or the Big Bang Theory and how that's kind of like how when someone farts in a crowded cafeteria, and kids love that.
What is your favorite book festival?
Oh, I've been to a lot of them so far, but in the U.S., my favorite is the Texas Book Festival, I have to say. They've always treated me super well, and it's just a really great event put on by wonderful people. But I've also been to the second biggest book festival in the world, which is the one in Mexico in Guadalajara. And that was just fascinating to see the scale of it. I mean, they rent out a whole convention center, and you get people from all over the country just coming in and interested in books.
Which cartoonist influenced your life?
Yeah, well, there have been many. But I would say the one that really got me curious about comics and the power of comics and what, you know, how much fun you can have making comics is, of course, Calvin and Hobbes, which is a favorite of a lot of people. And just his artistry and his wit and his character writing was just amazing. But then as I was an adult, the one that inspired me the most, that really got me into comics, who I would probably blame for derailing my academic career, was Gary Trudeau, who writes Doonesbury.
How about your best memory of Georgia Tech?
My best memory, probably getting to learn the fact that I can work on robots for a living. So I wanted to be an engineer. I like machines. And I thought, well, I'll just go and learn how to refrigerators work or learn how a motor works. And then when I got there, they had all of these amazing people working on robots. And I was like, wait a minute, you can build robots and design robots for a living? That's incredible. Sign me up. And that totally changed my life as well.
Let's sneak in a couple more with the creator of Science Stuff, Jorge Chambi, on the mic. Jorge, who was your science teacher growing up that helped you become better scientists?
Oh, I would probably pick my physics teachers in high school. They really, high school is a tough place to teach. Kids are so jaded and sometimes so not interested in science, but they came out every day and they, try to tell us about how amazing our world is and how it works and how you can have formulas that can let you predict what's going to happen in the future. And so they really believed in me. And also they put me, one of them put me in a national physics competition to compete in a physics Olympiad at the national level there in Panama, where I grew up. And that's where I met my future wife. So I thank them on many levels.
Science helps love.
Yeah.
Hori, which episode of Science Stuff will surprise people?
The one that's most in my mind right now is this one about, do animals understand death?
Really?
Yeah. Like, does your cat, your dog, do they understand what it means to pass away? Or do animals in the wild, like do lions or crows, do they have a concept of death? And so I talked to this primatologist, that's someone who studies like apes and monkeys, who's been studying them for 50 years. And he's the one who filmed kind of the first time anyone had ever recorded like a group of chimpanzees kind of reacting to one of their own, kind of getting ill and then passing away, and how they reacted. And it's just a fascinating interview. And then I talked to a philosopher of animal minds. And
I didn't know there was such a thing.
I know, right? That's her field of study. She studies, how animals conceptualize things and how they think about things. And so she had some fascinating insights into whether or not they really understand it.
Where does your creativity come from?
Oh, I think my creativity comes from curiosity mostly. I think just I've become this person who just seems to have a lot of questions about everything. I look at my coffee mug and I have a million questions about it. I look at my pencil and I think, who made this pencil? How do they figure out how to make it? Why is every pencil in the world exactly the same? So I think I just have a lot of curiosity, and that makes me want to ask questions. And then when I find the answer, I really want to share that answer. And so the only way to do that is to, and not be annoying, is to make it sort of fun and creative. And so that I've had to sort of develop that creativity.
Why should people listen to Science Stuff?
You should listen to Science Stuff because you will definitely learn something in each episode, and because we'll answer a fascinating science question each time. So if you are the kind of person who also thinks, I wonder if our pets are lying to us, or what is this quantum computer I keep hearing about? Well, we're going to answer those questions on every episode. I mean, we'll try to do it in a fun and really accessible way that anyone can understand.
It's time for One Big Question with Jorge Chom, host of Science Stuff, Beyond the Mic. Jorge, what's the one scientific question that's bothered you that no matter what the bosses tell you, it will be solved on Science Stuff?
Well, I think as I start to round my 50s, I'm probably wondering, when are we going to start going to other planets and other stars, and what's it going to take to really bring the human race to other solar systems? And is it even possible, or is it really just all too far away?
Influenced by Calvin and Hobbes, created a robot cockroach and wants you to hear Science Stuff. Jorge Chom, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And that, my friends, is a Beyond the Mic Shortcut. If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.